A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 30th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the African Union Summit that is currently underway and ends tomorrow evening.
To join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 154608 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk.
African heads of state are gathered in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa from today for a 2 day African Union summit, in which Morocco's bid for readmission to the continental bloc is top on the agenda. Chadian Foreign Minister Moussa Faki Mahamat beat Kenya's top diplomat Amina Mohamed to the post of the AU Commission Chair, replacing outgoing Chair Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma of South Africa.
But as usual, President Robert Mugabe's latest trip to Ethiopia, which came barely 24 hours after he had returned home from his annual and taxpayer-funded month-long sojourn in the Far East, has, according to the local daily newspaper, the Daily News triggered fresh anger and heated debate among long-suffering Zimbabweans. Many Zimbabweans feel that Mr. Mugabe must actually cut short his foreign trips, though his supporters say he is entitled as the president of the country.
If you wish to express your views right now, send us a message on this number, 001-202-465-0318. That is our WhatsApp number. And remember that we are live streaming on all our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We're also, live streaming this message, this show on VOA Studio 7, that is www.voazimbabwe.com, then www.voindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Of course, the African Union is also tackling a number of important issues that might actually shape the future of the continental body. Amongst the issues that they are also discussing is self-funding. As you know, the African Union relies 70% of the money to fund the organization comes from donor agencies and also from other governments outside of the continent. So they are looking at ways to be self-sufficient. They are also discussing controversial issue of whether African states must remain in the International Criminal Court, with some saying the court is actually used by the West to target African leaders. But some African leaders are saying there is nothing wrong in being in that particular body. The African Union is also discussing the new order given, the executive order by United States President Mr. Donald Trump, barring some African states, namely Sudan, Libya, and also Somalia from traveling to the United States. There's a 90-day ban on people traveling from those countries. Some of the African nations actually took a swipe at Washington for putting that executive order. Gibbs, these are some of the issues that the AU is discussing.
Mm-hmm. To add on that, I think they're going to discuss the issue of the Agenda 2063.
Yes.
That is a 50-year kind of development agenda. And so out of that agenda, we've got about seven aspirations of Africans, which we are going to spell out as the program progresses. So now I think one of the most important things is the appointment of Moussa Faki Mahamat of Chad, the Foreign Affairs Minister, as the new AU Commission chairperson, replacing Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, who we believe that maybe she was going to jump into the South African politics,
indeed,
according to the AP and Reuters and other observers. So now, you know, Mahmoud actually beat some contestants, one from Kenya, that is Amina Mohammed, and that lady is a foreign diplomat. She's known in the diplomatic circles. Then it comes in the Botswana guy, woman, was also beaten. Zimbabwe had actually begged the Botswana kind of lady, but at the last minute, I'm told, they voted for the Chadian guy. And then comes in Equatorial Guinea and Senegal. They also had some kind of candidates from their nations. So, Zulanda, but I'm trying to get the African Union. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulomhlangano omkhulu kakhulu khona ngale iAddis Ababa eEthiopia, lapho ke abahlezi khona inkokheli zamazwe achiyeneyo kuzwekazi leAfrika. Kukhulunywa ke okuningi khona ngale. Okunye sibili esingathi sikubone sokuphumile khonapho yikugedwa kwaMusa Faki Mohammed ovela kwele Chad, okunye osezibambile phela nxa sukhangelwe iAfrican Union Commission, umgcini sihlalo wangkhona. I-African Union Commission le yiyo phela esebenzayo. African Union is not important kulu, kuzobuya ke i-commission iyo isebenza sibili on the ground. Kuzobuya labanye kade bencintisana la badliwe sibili, siyabona ke Amina Mohammed wakhona ngale Kenya, udliwe. Kuzobuya lomunye ovele Botswana, Equatorial Guinea kanye le Senegal. Kodwa kunye kuzakhangelwa futhi i-agenda 2063 iyafakwa ke i-AU ukuthi kumele balungiseni kwenzela ukuthi izwekazi le-Africa lithuthuke. Sathi ukuthi siqhubeka ngengxoxo leyi sikhuluma kunenkonoko mnumzane.
Yes, onguka hamawadiwa nasi tila uti tinge tichitaura tichitarisa jirugitika ku African Union Summit jirugitiru wayo ku Addis Ababa ku Ethiopia kunova kune mzinda mukuru we sangano irori paruguta urwanyadza kawanda wanda zekuti Afrika yeramba ere iri mu sangano re International Criminal Court vamwe vachitinga ibude vamwe vachitinga irambe irimo pachitaura nyaya yekuti iyo AU inga zviibatsira sei kuti isarambe ichipiwa mari neyekunze ichipema mari dzekuita mabasa ayo. Imo nyaya iri kutaurwa ndemutemo wakadzikwa unoshanda kwenguva pfupi nemutungamiri mutsva wenyika yeAmerica vaDonald Trump wekurambidza zvimwe zvizvarwa zvemunyika dzemuAfrica nhatu dzinoti idzo Sudan, Somalia neLibya kunge zvichienda kuAmerica vachiti varida kuedza kudzivirira nyaya dzeutororo. Makasununguka kuti tinge tichitaura nyaya uye vamwe vari gunun'unawo kuti vamugabe vanenge vanyanya kufamba nekuti varingoti vachibva kufa East uko kunana Singapore obva wananga kuEthiopia, asi munyika zvinhu zviri kunzi zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is a political analyst, Mr. Joy Mabenge in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Mabenge, good evening.
Good evening to you, the team at Studio 7, and good evening to your listeners as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mabenge. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Mabenge, I hope you're having a nice day there. Are you coming to USA anytime soon? And do you have any papers in order there?
I do not have plans as yet, but I'm hoping to.
Okay, good luck. So tell us about the AU. Right now, there's a summit, and there are so many things that are being discussed there. And I think the outcome right now is the election, you know, of Musa Faki Mohammed of Chad as the new AU Commission Chairperson. So broadly, do you think that the AU is going the right way?
Well, I wouldn't be able to use the election of the new AU commissioner, AU commission chair, as a yardstick to be able to tell whether or not the African Union is going in the right direction. Suffice to say, of course, the election of the new AU commission chair, I believe, is a democratic process, and the outcome is what we have now. We have a new chairperson replacing Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, and we have a new deputy chairperson from Ghana, I believe. So I believe it's a democratic process, and the AU has done what it could. But what is more important, really, is whether or not the election and ascendance of a new person to the helm of the African Union Commission would assist the African Union reposition itself in global geopolitics in light of several and many changes that we seem to be seeing, particularly the coming in of the 45th president of the United States of America, which to me signifies when President Trump says America first is an inward-looking policy, it signifies a major deviation from the tenets of globalization that many of us have often thought of. And in fact, it tells you that if you combine that and the other challenges that we've been facing with Brexit and many other challenges that the EU is also facing, it might tell you that, in fact, there is a lot that Africa needs to do to reposition itself in the global geopolitics. More precisely to say, the era of dependence, the era of over-dependence on Western countries might be coming to an end. Not so much because Africa, you know, is ready for it, or Africa would love that, but it's coming to an end, and I believe it is also a time where Africa must be strategically positioned, think strategically, and be able to look inward. It's also time to look inward and say, how best can we deploy the resources that we have as Africa to the betterment of our own people in Africa? How best can we make sure that we develop our own continent and be in such a manner that it becomes, you know, a strong continent, a unified continent, a strong continent that can also square up to, you know, other global blocks and other powers in the world? So it's really a huge task that the new AU Commission chairperson is in front of him, and we can only but wish him the best. But also, you know, beyond that, let me be quick to say this is also happening at a time when we are beginning to see on one end the African Union and sub-bodies like ECOWAS beginning to have a voice, beginning to be a bulldog with teeth, particularly when we look at what happened in the Gambia in recent times, where ECOWAS had to square up to Yahya Jammeh and tell him that it was time to go. If you are defeated in elections, you must be willing to relinquish power in the interest of democracy, in the interest of promoting electoral democracy. And we would only say to the African Union and ECOWAS and other bodies like Eastern Southern African Community and even SADC itself would only be able to say, when you look inward, when you look at human and people development, do not separate economic development from political development. Do not separate economic justice from political justice. We expect the African Union to have teeth. We expect the African Union to do exactly what we saw ECOWAS doing in Gambia, in countries where leaders would refuse to relinquish power even if they are defeated, or even when they are defeated in elections through a fair, free and fair political process. So really, if you look at it from those two parallel fronts, that one is inward looking and the other one is repositioning Africa within the global geopolitics, it's quite clear that Africa has a lot to do, and the new leader, really, there is a lot that we are expecting him to do in the face of clearly changing geopolitical, you know, issues in the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Mabenge, let's digress a bit and also bring the issue that is closer to home. Mr. Mugabe's travel to Ethiopia seems to be causing a lot of friction. Why?
It causes a lot of friction on one or two fronts, blessing. The first one is that it is common cause now that when President Mugabe goes to the African Union, it is common cause that for the bulk of the time you will be sleeping. That's common cause. So there is nothing much that Zimbabweans expect President Mugabe to bring from the African Union other than him just going there to be amongst you know, other leaders. That's number one. Number two, each time that President Mugabe leaves the country, It is said that he lives with millions of dollars. So if it is true, as the media reports, that when he went for his holidays in the Far East, he went with 6 million United States dollars in cash. Honestly, you know, for a country that is bleeding like Zimbabwe, for a country that is in economic trouble, that is in financial trouble like Zimbabwe, who would have expected President Mugabe to reason, who would have expected President Mugabe to use, you know, his own reasoning and see that for the benefit of the country, it is not good to step in, grab more millions and go to the African Union where he's not bringing anything tangible for the country for that matter. That's number two. Number three, blessing, if you allow me, is that his country, let's call it his country because he is the president of this country, his country is on autopilot. Mm-hmm. You cannot have a country on autopilot for more than a month. It's been on autopilot, yet there are many things that are happening in the country that require the state president to be physically present in the country, convening cabinet, convening his own ruling party decision-making bodies in order for policies to be made. We all know that cabinet can't convene if President Mugabe is not there. His own political parties, political bureau and other structures can't convene if he is not there. The country is on autopilot. The ruling party is on autopilot. He leaves, he goes to the Europe, to the African Union. I mean, really, that's unfair for the people of Zimbabwe. So we expect the president to be a present president rather than this, his idea of ruling in the air, his idea of governing in the air, his idea of being a visiting president. We really, as people of Zimbabwe, I think we are sick and tired of that. And it's high time that President Mugabe is told that this is not working for the country. The country is exploding. It needs leadership. And if he is the elected leader, it needs his leadership.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. I think we have our second guest. That is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda from Huddersfield University. Dr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Now, Dr. Sibanda, the African Union, of course, is meeting in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And one of the issues that they are also discussing, apart from the ECOWAS intervention, of course, in Gambia, is also the threat by some African countries. Some have actually carried it through to pull out of the ICC, the International Criminal Court. What is your take on this?
I think that the world is going through a very tumultuous period, and I think we're seeing a shift in terms of the global values, in terms of nations have, states have as responsibilities. And I think that at this time, any country that sort of takes steps and moves forward, is certainly it's the only opportunity we've had since the Second World War, where countries can begin to shift and refocus. And I think that at this time, there is no telling whether or not pulling out of the ICC is a good or a bad decision. What is certainly very clear is that most of these things will happen because, obviously, the United States has withdrawn or is withdrawing from world leadership, is withdrawing from world preeminence and looking inwards. And when that happens, probably everybody is looking to the possibility of a new world leader or a new world system or a new values organizing the world. And certainly it seems that the values that were espoused, that we thought were great, that were espoused by the ICC may not necessarily be the leading cause for many nations, especially with the United States looking inwards both politically and certainly economically with the decision by Mr. Trump to pull out of the transatlantic treaty without any effect replacing it, which is certainly shifting the economy heavily in favor of China. So I think that because of that, I think that the African Union is all right to begin to make decisions, to shift its positions, and to certainly look forward to realigning itself in a different way, depending on how the world reorganizes itself in the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Sibanda. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs?
Yes, Lomnumzana ke Undlovu, Baba Ndlovu, unganjani?
No, Yebo, ngiyaphila mfowethu, linjani?
Siphila kakhulu Ndlovini, ungapho khona?
Ngikhona apha nje phambi kwelufani kubodepu lapha for safety reasons. Bengithanda ukuthi nje ngingani ngiyacatshwa ngumuntu, kodwa bengifisa ukucontribute a valid point engiyibone ngani izasinceda njengamaZimbabweans.
Uphose lakho baba.
Okay, okokuqala ngithanda ukucongratulate undoda lo we-Chad abamkhethileyo-ke. Ngifisa ukuthi-ke yenze ama-reforms engibone ngani aqakathekile. Okokuqala, sizakhumbula ukuthi i-African Union yokumele siyikhangele njengenhlanganiso okumele inanzelele ubuthungameli obukhona phakathi kwabomongameli bamazwe atshiyeneyo e-Afrika. Into yokuqala leyo kumele siyinanzelele. So isifiso sami yikuthi-ke njengoba esengenile kumele ayi-influence ama-reforms amaningi, njalo futhi bona bananzelele ukuthi bayi-union okumele.
Usakhona? No, I think we are cut off. So it would be good to get back to him because he was raising very critical issues here. So initially, he congratulated Mr. Musa Faki Mahamat for actually becoming the new AU Commission Chair. So he just got cut off while he was saying, you know, the African Union should actually champion many reforms through this new guy. But anyway, then we just got cut off.
Regai timbodzoka kwamuri vamabhenge, tiri kuona pane rimwe dambudziko riripo renyaya yekuti Africa ingaite sei kuti ikwanise kuzvibatsira isanyanywe. Muzinda kwavari kuitira musangano, muzinda wakawakwa nechina, mabasawo mazhinji 70% imari inobva kunze. Pane zvingakwanisika here kuti vazvimirire sezvavaroda kuti vange vachiita?
Vazulu, nyaya huru iri papa inyaya yekuti izvi tabvira kare tichingozvitaura kuti Africa ingaite sei kuti upfumi hwayo huve hunoshanda muno muAfrica. Chiri chinhu chekutanga. Chechipiri tinei tichingobvunza kuti iko zvinobatana naizvozvo, Africa ingaite sei kuti idzise nyaya yatingati pachirungu yeover dependence kunyika dzikure nenyaya yekuda kungogara ichipema nekutsvaga rubatsiro. Munoziva imini kuti Africa inyika, Africa ikontinendi ine upfumi. Africa inotozivikanwa kuti kunyangwe kana nezuva zvaro rinotozivikanwa kuti rakanaka muAfrica, zvekuti zvirimwa zvinorimwa muAfrica, zvirimwa zvekuti zvikatengeswa kumwe zvinounza mari yakawanda chose. Pasi mukati muvhumu mune zvinhu zvakawanda chose zvinosanganisira goridhe, ngoda, zvakatowandisisa zvinocherwa kwakawanda wanda. Asi dambudziko guru riripo ratinoziva tose tose isu idambudziko rekuti manganiko makambani anenge achinzi ndeye muAfrica anenge achichera imo muAfrica muno zvicherwa izvi kuitira kuti upfumi hurambe huchitenderera muno muAfrica. Mashoma makambani aya zvatinotoziva tose tose isusu, idambudziko guru iroro. Asi manje dambudziko iri rinozowedzerwa nenyaya yekuti vatongi vanotonga chioko chegudo kuba kubira nyika dzavanotonga zvatinotoziva isusu. Munofunga kuti inini vazulu kana mutungamiri wenyika yeZimbabwe vaMugabe vachitotaura vakadekara kuti nyika yakarasikirwa nemabhiriyoni gumi nemashanu, ndofunga kana vachitotaura iyoyo figa iyoyo ndo inenge iri yepasi pasi pada yakatokura. Vanotaura zvavo vakatozorora vachiita sekuti vari kungotaurawo zvinhu zvekungofanana nekungoti andaifamba ndikanhonga sendi. Munoona manje dambudziko guru riripo nderekuti tiine utungamiriri hwakadaro, utungamiriri husina hanya nekuti munyika dzamo munobiwa varivo vamwe vacho vanotoba kuba kubira nyika mari dzichiinda kwakasiyana-siyana uko. Zvino vanozowana sei mukana wekuti vabatanidze mari vaise kuAfrican Union, African Union igone kuita mabasa ayo namazvo nemari yemuno muAfrica? Zvokwadi ndinoona sekuti izvozvo zvichanetsa nekuti zvinotora pachirungu yatinoti change of mindset, kutombochinja chaiko mafungiro anoita vari kutitungamira. Asi zvichatora nguva yakareba chose chose nekuti madira avanoita kuba vazhinji vacho, madira acho avanoita nekungounzana mudhuze mudhuze imomo anenge aenda pachigaro ombva aunza vakewo nyika dzinobirwa, zvinotonetsa kuti titosvika sei. Asi hatingadi hatingabvita bvatati tabvataramwa hazvigoneki. Zvinhu zvinogoneka, ndosaka vanhuwo zvavo vazhinji tichifanira kugurapa tichingoramba tichitaura nyaya iyoyo yekuti vatungamiri huori manyanya hamufaniri kubira nyika hatimiriri ipapo toendawo kumakambani makuru anenge achichera zvicherwa nekuita zvakawanda wanda munyika medu munyika dzedu dzakasiyana siyana vachiburitsa upfumi huchienda kunyika dzavo tovataurirawo zvakare kuti aiwaka siyai mari yakati oo munyika dzamuri nenge muri idzodzodzo poitwawo zvakawanda wanda zvingaita kuti paitike pachirungu zvakare inenge ichinzi transparency yaya pakashayikwa izvozvo hazvo kwadi vazhinji tetichingodya mafufu tichingodyawo tichingokuvarawo tichidyanhoko dzezvironda asi vakuru vakuru chavo chavo vanotonga vari ndivo vanenge vachingofuta zvavo homwe dzavo dzichinge dzine dzakazara nemari yenyika saka ndoona zvinoitika hazvo asi zvichatitorera nguva
tinotenda pamabhenge for those of you who are just joining us a good evening and this is studio 7 live talk and tonight on live talk we are talking about the African Union summit currently underway in Addis Ababa Ethiopia Gibbs.
Yes, we're going to go to Nkululeko. Is that corner, Nkululeko Spanda? Yeah, Nkululeko.
Nkona, yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, Nkululeko is in the middle of the day. Now, Sukangelege, Uba Waloketweo, Uba African Union, Chalmana, Uba Gintum Kineslar, AU Commission, Yenangwake Umosa, Faki Mohammed. Ubona Engenzelani is regards the Africa. Jalo, now Sukangelege, Umtolisis, Laloko, wenziwa unkosazana Dluma Zuma kungabe kuhambelana njani
ngibona ngani mina umgcini sihlalo omtshalo ufike ngesikhathi esizadinga umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu njalo sizadinga ukucabanga okukhulu kakhulu njengoba ngike ngatsho embanyana ukuthi isibanga umhlaba jikelele okuso ngendlela yezinto ezenzakalayo lo mkhokhelo omitsha we-America nalokhu akwenzayo kuzadinga ukuthi i-Afrika njengezwekazi lamazwe e-Afrika ezimelele wodwa athole ukusizwa ekucabangeni lekwenzeni imithetho lekulungiseleni ezomkhonomi ukuthi bekube lokuqiniseka sokuthi nxa umhlaba untshintsha i-Afrika izazithola ingaphi ngoba lokho okwenzakalayo kutshengisa ukuthi umhlaba uzaba ngeminyaka emibili emithathu elandelayo uzabe usutshiyelele lokho sikujwayeleyo ekade sikuqakathekisa njalo okufana lokuthi abantu abaningi kwele Zimbabwe bebekhangelela ukuthi amazwe afana nabo-America angabancedisa nxa kukuthi kusewaba lo mkhokheli ongathanda ukulandela umthetho kanjalo kanjalo kukhanya lezi zaba into ezizabe zingasekho emhlabeni jikelele ngalokho umkhokheli omutsha loku bengathi umgcini sihlalo we-African Union kuzamele abe ngumuntu osebenza nzima kakhulu encedise i-Africa ilandela izenzakalo lezehlakalo ezizabe zisenzakala emhlabeni jikelele epositiona kumbe ngathi faka e-Africa esibangeni sokuthi nayo ingathuthuka isiya phambili kumbe ingathola ububelo kwezinto ezenzakalayo ikakhulu kuzindaba zamabhizimisi abe esuka ngaphetshe ngasuka e-Africa kubone ngani khonokho kuzafuna ukuthi kucatshwa ngakahle ukuthi kathi kungenziwa njalo ukuthi i-Africa ithathe ithwalelo ukuthi njengoba i-America yona isikhangele phakathi layo i-Africa izama ukukhangela phakathi ngendlela eyithuthukisayo njalo eyenza ukuthi umnotho wase-Africa ube ngowase-Africa abantu abakhala ngokuthi i-Africa ihlala ikhala inikwa uncedo oluvela ngaphetsheya ngibona nabakakunanzelele kakhulu ukuthi i-Africa ipha kakhulu amazwe angaphetsheya ukwedlula lokho ekutholayo emazweni angaphesheya ngakho umsebenzi wakho omkhulu kakhulu uzabe ngokuthi kathi kungaba angenza njani kube i-Africa ingenza njani ukuthi umnotho wayo uhlale use-Africa umnotho wayo uthuthukise i-Africa iyekele ukube lokhu isipha ngaphandle okungapheliyo njengalokho besikwenza kusukela ekupheleni kwempi yomhlaba jikelele ka-1945
We China simply spoke in the Kakulu, Ungaika China. So what you are saying is that, you know, the new guy has to work very hard to ensure that Africa develops. So he says Africa should actually be inward looking, like what America is doing, so that its resources are going to benefit Africans. He's saying that, you know, a lot of resources are being, you know, taken by some other nations. So instead, now they should concentrate on developing themselves instead of begging all the time. But you have those resources to benefit Africans. So he says, don't give too much. You've actually parted with a lot of resources. So take them into yourselves.
Regatende unemwe muterere wedu vamuchemwa makadi. Makadi.
Ndipo makasimba here.
Aiwa tiripo tiri kutaura nenyaya yemusangano weAfrican Union nerwendo rwavamugabe tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Okay, no, then I'm going to talk about the Makorokoto now, that's what I'm going to say. Now, I think that the Sukuti, they have a disease around Africa. The first thing that people need to know is that Africa, the African Union, when they take it as the near coming together of the African leaders, forgetting that it means everything, that is, they direct South African Union together. We are the people who want to go to the African Union. Then we got together because they say divided we fall and united we stand. That is the single currency. In order to have delivered a lot of products from DRC, Tanzania, South Africa, yes, I think a lot of minerals that go out of Africa, gender would be over, it's gender would be dead, and a lot of ships. They are filled with a lot of products coming out from DRC. A lot of price. I wish you could spend more highway and count them and see how many they transport all these products and then ship abroad. We are so rich in terms of mineral. Now, now, we are so rich. We need to ensure that we are as powerful as these other nations, Mama and Lima, President of UK, we've got the European Union. They came together. They don't have my immigration laws. It's just we are Africans. Then we fight against each other. How are we going to be powerful when we start fighting against each other instead of waiting together for the good of Africa as a whole? Talking about different languages that we have got. Culture, tolerance in terms of culture. You know, there must be all that division. This is what is making us say. Now, I will also come up to make comments over the comments concerning our presence, Mugabe. A lot of people, so many times we've been saying, Mugabe, in your first guest, you've been saying, it's high time this, Mugabe, it's high time this. How many times have you been saying it's high time this, it's high time that? Papa Makore Akawanda, this man, he doesn't represent the interests of the people. He represents his interests near Mugabe and his colleagues. So it doesn't help us. What we need to do is not to talk about the wrong things that we do. Let's talk about how we can take him out of power. Let us use the constituent power to overpower the constituent power. Let's use the constituent power to overpower the constituent power. I know this is German name, but I've heard that. You know, so our power, even that unfortunately, Fania and Mindy, man institutionalized political activity. It has a place in African states. We should all come up and fight against these dictators and let them come out. And then I think we will be better. The African Union, Gwandiri, it's not helping anything. This echo was with the hour they realized that, no, this man doesn't want to go out of power. Out of power. The problem spills into all these regions, and then it's going to be chaos. And this makes these Americans and all these other powers take advantage of us, because when there's war, that's when they make money.
Thank you, Vam Chemwa. Thank you so much. Tinotenda Shukuru. I think, but unfortunately, because he's on the road driving, the line was not that clear.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he touched on a number of issues that we'll ask our guests later on.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke unkomo osecingweni kona manje baba nkomo ungachona njani?
Siyazenzo.
Yes, so akuphosela kuba.
Yes, yabona owi African Union loko khuluma ngakho into AUC lesi yabona engeke isincede ngalutho. Umama Lwati Smelu Dlamini, of course, in South Africa, is number one in the world. Abantu South Africa bakholisa. But matters compared to the Zonjo Weto Fileo, Baham Bileva Korangale, why have we been empty handed? I would not have been made this available. Manjiba Kumanguti, EICC, Hunu Puma, abaphume beforme yayo iICC bama African besebenze the same document yena abayibalekelayo ngale ngoyibalekelwa ngababulali asebeqeda abantu eAfrika la beyisebenze kwathi Africa sibe le yethu iICC ebheka ama detector wethu amabulali bethu esilabo lapha beyisebenze ibaphophe ibavalele kunjalo sihambile ku-AU le akula lutho baba esizobuya lawo iAfrika iyawadinga amazwe andi bafuna kabafuni akula beyilunga eZimbabwe ilizwe libolile akula muntu omnyama ozasiqhatha lapho sisebenze kuye esinikeza imali ngaphandle kokuthi sisebenze kwabantu okomnyama khona ukukhona sibe izigqili sibe ngabayanga singayindawo
mhm so-ke nxa sukhangeleke baba Nkomo utheke i-IU unganala ncedo akucasise kancane sizothi uthini lapho
ngizami ngithi vele njengelethu baba ayisozi yasinceda ngalutho ngoba kamboni vele sesikutholile bahambila ngithi bayabuya ubheke ukuthi kuza kwenza yini i-change vele ezaba khona khona phela izweni lethu
mm. So-ke nxa siyaphambilini-ke kulo odingiweyo okuthiwa ngumusa Faki Mahamad nguye ovela uvela elizweni le-Chad nguye sengu-AU Commission Chairperson ungena isikhundla sikankosazana Dlamini Zuma so-ke wena ngombono wakho ubona uzayenzani ongazange kwenziwe unkosazana Zuma
yikuthi okuyi-organization lokhu bakurana nje akula mthetho ebabophayo beyi-African Union wonke umuntu uzenzela umathanda engathanda ukungafuni ukuphuma esikhundleni uyahlala bembheke kuphela bembukele kuphela bezenzela umathanda abantu besapha ngokuba khona kwakho vele kakusincedi ngalutho unless kube la ma-policies aklini azazange ukuvimbela ama-detector nalawa abantu besebenzi kube le misebenzi i-Africa kube right oma siyabaleka emazweni siyaphetheya kubo-America bona esibasola labo-Britain sicele ngaphandle sifunani kibo waye singahlaleli izweni lethu khona la
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Nkomo sibongele kakhulu baba
siyabonga
yes siyabonga kakhulu so that was Mr. Nkomo he's in South Africa he was saying the African Union is very useless you know he says it doesn't change a lot of detectors but of late we saw what happened in Gambia they actually teamed up with ECOWAS you know when they pushed out Yaya Jammeh from power so then he says you know they can't help anybody like right now he says the president and his entourage are in Ethiopia but what are they doing there he says they're going to bring nothing for Zimbabwe they're just going there to register that they were at the AU summit but at the end of the day Zimbabwe is not going to benefit in anything from you know the AU summit and he says maybe it's time for Africa to form its own version of the ICC so he says well African countries are pulling out of the ICC so let them form their own kind of thing like what happened with the kind of NEPAD you know like you know peer review among themselves and then you have your own ICC of some sort you know so he says that may be workable but he believes that there are so many detectors who may actually block this kind of thing and he says you know there are some people who are claiming that Africa doesn't need any help from other countries you know in other continents he says no there is need for Africa to always link with these countries. He says you can't work without the white man. That's exactly what he said.
Let's briefly go to Dr. Sibanda before we turn back to Mr. Mabenge. Dr. Sibanda, many seem to be saying that the African Union must emulate the EU, but there are problems there, right, with the Brexit.
Yes. I think that Africa needs to emulate the EU more than the EU needs to continue in the direction it is, or whether or not EU is doing very well or not. Because, you see, the countries or the regions of the world that have improved in the last 1,000 years are those regions of the world that have recognized that their growth and their development relies upon the partnership and the cooperation of its populations. China has been the fastest growing economy for a very long time now, and one of its biggest and most impactful tools is its population, pulling together its population size as both as a market and also as a labor force to build an economy that grows at a rate that is unprecedented. Another 30, 40 years, China will have surpassed America's GDP very easily. And if you put that into context, as we speak right now, America is nearly has an economy that is bigger than the next five economies. So if you put America's economy by itself, and then you put China, India, the United Kingdom, Germany, and France, you will still not, their economy will still be as big as the American economy. Mm-hmm. But given the Chinese growth in the next 30 or so years, they will have surpassed that. So that is phenomenal growth. And Africa needs to build itself as a united economy. The African people need to understand that they've got resources, and that the first resource they have is their human resources. And the Americans will tell you that the best resources they've had is human resources that they have used by pulling together people from everywhere in the world, allowing immigration to happen, allowing people to come, give them a green card, come and work in America, and then when they're done, they can go back. But you need them at the prime of their age. So I think that this is certainly very important for Africa, and people need to understand that as a beginning point. There are people, and some of your callers insinuate that perhaps Africa, the African Union, is unimportant. I think that the African Union should be strengthened and built even further, given more powers, as close as possible to a sovereign state. We know that because of greed and other things that African leaders are not going to do that, that many of the African leaders actually want to be as divided as possible so that they have autonomy and they can rule over people forever. But this is dangerous. It's not going to take us anywhere. But given our reality, I think that any closer cooperation will be important. I mean, look, SADC by itself cannot up to this day allow immigration to happen within its borders without passports. They cannot have a common market system. In SADC right now, a lawyer cannot be trained in one country and work in another country because there's a lot of protectionism. That is bad. Africa should protect itself against the rest of the world, given the Trump Brexit era, but it should not protect itself against other Africans.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Now let's go to Mr. Mabenge. Mr. Mabenge, are you still on the line?
Yeah,
let's have a short one here. You know, there's this Agenda 2063, and, you know, the African Union is trying to, you know, change the way they operate. And one of those things is that they want a prosperous Africa based on inclusive growth and sustainable development. Is that achievable, maybe, in the short term, some of the goals that they've actually set?
You know, Gibbs, when we talk of such things as Agenda 2063 and many of these, you know, development goals and targets, we must locate this discourse within the broader global discourse around, let's say, for example, the Millennium Development Goals that were succeeded by the Sustainable Development Goals. The problem and the major challenge that we saw with the transition from MDGs to SDGs is that it seemed to me that world leaders said it is okay to let down the poor. You can just go for 15 years, not achieve your targets, not meet your indicators, and then just extend by another 15 years and still continue to say, no, we need to halve the number of people living on poverty. This is exactly the same thing with Agenda 2063.
Mm-hmm.
For as long as practically we do not see Agenda 2063 being lived in nation states, being lived in individual countries, there is no way we are going to expect the African Union itself to meet its own set targets, its own, you know, set agenda for 2063. The point I'm making here is, it is good for the African Union to have brilliant documents to look ahead and really say, no, you know, we want our continent to develop in A, B, C, D, F, G, even complement it with an Africa mining vision, all sorts of things, really.
Mm-hmm. But for as long as in individual countries we do not seem to see the transgression, I mean the progress, sorry, towards meeting whatever is contained in documents such as Agenda 2063, then Africa will move one step forward and 10 steps backwards. And our country is usually a very good example. Zimbabwe is usually a very good example. You don't even need to go very far. Zimbabwe is a big example in the sense that the way we can't just even keep to our own policy documents. We have brilliant policy documents. Even Zimaset itself might be a very brilliant policy document. Mm. But the people don't own it. We do not even see. We have Zimaset, but you still have a situation where 90% or 95% of the hitherto employed population are vendors. They are not employed. You have Zimaset, but you have the bulk of your people that still can't access clean water, just basic services. Clearly, here we need a major paradigm shift if Africa has to meet its own commitments towards Agenda 2063. And if there is no major paradigm shift in our own nation states, then we can forget it. It's not going to happen that overnight, really, many people would have been moved from a certain bracket of poverty to something that is better. It's not going to happen. So unless and until we also look inward and we ensure that our resources, as I was saying previously, our resources are used for the benefit, for the good of the ordinary citizens residing in these countries, then it's going to be very, very difficult for that collective agenda to be met at the continental level. Even if it can't be met, the situation we have now is that agenda can't even be met at subcontinental level, such as SADC. Mm. So how do we then expect the African Union to move in the right direction towards 2063 if our own leaders are not committed to ensuring that our own people or their own people, the people that they govern, are extricated out of poverty and begin to live somehow a normal life? So it's going to be very difficult. We are trapped in a cycle of poverty, and we need major paradigm shift in terms of the thinking of our leaders, but also in terms of the action.
Thank you, Mr. Mabenga. Thank you very much. Let's take a caller. Thank you so much.
Tienda kuna mkoma Joseph. Arukubudiru. Magadi mkoma Joseph.
Tinofara magadi kumkoma blese.
Paribo. Parisi pabudiru la.
Ah, pabudiru pari na ingoro undara. Sengiga isi. Tingaida sekundo ziripo.
Aywa. Panda chekuita. Anzi. Mai batwa msana mwana atwa dumbu.
Ah, ndo situation ya chocha iyo.
Apana chembu kwa tenzi varari la mtakura.
Tongotenda vanozvigadzirira bag nekutongoti vakangomuka kamukana ke foreign trip vobva vatoshedza delegation yavo votora bag ravo vakananga kunze kwenyika ndozvavo vagere panyanga vari kudai kudya.
Asi kavari kuti ivo mutungamiri wenyika nekudaro hapana chakaipa.
Asi kana ukatarisa situation yekuti okay, you are the head of the family. Sababa chaiko chaiko, asi mumba mako hamuna chekudya. Kunze kune bira kana dare kwasekuru kwakadaro, ungabuda here uchienda kwakadaro uchisiya mhuri yako iri panzara. First, you look at the priorities. Ukatarisa izvozvo taifodhi iri kurova. Kana vemanyezimwe vasinganyete. Pane kuhivu wakaenzwa mwishu uno unoye. Zirikunzi 6 million. Iye kuye yui. Atisi kuzoti ma million mangani. Apa inenge ichinzi third case. I don't think we to overcome the problem of typhoid in Harare or these other towns. We need more than 6 million or 9 million or 10 million. We could be looking at a very insignificant amount of money, but because the poor are necessary priority, those need to be a situation yakada. Zakari Mkataris, we are becoming a laughing stock. Recently, Kawaka Indok, Waka vakabuda vakabatwa mumaoko kuAlgeria here kana kuti kupi, these northern countries. Some presidents vakutoita cases yekubata our own president because he is physically incapacitated. But he has got two ma vice presidents. Tinotadzisawo kuti vaentrust zvekuenda kunze izvi to those who are able-bodied, to those who can still run around. See, is it the self-belief at all or now Julius Malema, you cannot even trust your wife, you cannot even trust your kids. Unongo nakuramba uripo wakagara iwo uchiti protecting your legacy. You're actually destroying your legacy.
Asi kamukoma Joseph vamwe vanoti vamugabe vakavhoterwa nevanhu nekudaro vari kuvapikisa vanodei pamuchato wedhongi neberi.
In a discredited election, ukatarisa what happened? Okay, let's go back to 2008. What happened? They thrive on violence. Tichinoitika. Spirit yapinda vanhu vemuzimbabwe yava ikosha kuti if you don't vote ZANU-PF, unorohwa. And for sure, unorohwa. What happened to Bikit? Vanhu vairohwa. Makamona uyu candidate SA yakarohwa. And those who beat them up, they are walking pachena, hapana kana akasungwa, hapana kana chakaitika. So this syndrome yekutya ndo yapinda vanhu muZimbabwe, but moramba muchitya kusvika rini when 95% of the youth are not employed. Not just the youth, even hamusina the middle class in Zimbabwe. It is destroyed. It said that you are poor or rich, but you look at the situation yekuti those who are in the echelons of power, they are very rich. Hapana ari kutambudzika. Tosvika kupi? Saka kunyange vanhu muchitya kurohwa, there is that need yekusvika parealization yekuti we cannot hold on until forever. There is, when you get into the ballot box, unenge uri wega. But ukaenda kumavillages, mukoma Blessing, mukatarisa election time, zvino the sabhuku nemunhu wake. So the rigging is a process, it's not an event. Zvinotanga even kubva paregistration chaipo chaipo yekuti uve voter. It's very difficult for a person in Harare to be a registered voter. You go there, munomira muraini mugoita 10-15 hours, makamira muki muchida kuregister kuvota. But kana uri kumusha unototeverwa chero kumunda kuti huya uregister kuvota because you are a perceived ZANU-PF support. So the situation iripo ndeyekuti AU to us is a useless body. Vakauya kuno kwakaendoza my elections in Zimbabwe wakati they were free and fair. But pa ground vanhu vanenge vachitaura vachiratidza vanhu umpowo hweviolence of which ma observer ayaya ekunana AU vanouya votendera mumatowns muno, havaende kumwenezi, havaende kudotito. So to us they are useless.
Not until they
put in my effort kunge zvavakaita zvakaitwa neECOWAS ku Gambia. It shows a board ine mazino aitrust inoruma. Our situation is very bad and ukatarisa my elections emuZimbabwe you will never get free no fair elections in this country.
Aiwa mukoma Joseph, tinotenda zvikuru.
Tinenge tiri kunzi we are full members, my full members AU. To us that's a useless body yekuti those who are calling for us go tibve kuICC. Had I been an opposition leader, I would put you kunyange ma threats kunge amalema yekuti we have to get rid of this AU because it is not doing anything enough to protect vanhu vari kudzvinyirirwa.
Tinotenda mukoma Joseph. Mukoma Joseph, regai timbotora muvateereri asi tinotenda zvikuru. Mukoma Joseph, tinotenda zvikuru.
For this guy anonzi yayawo jame watoate situation yake rega.
Mukoma Joseph.
If this is something.
Mukoma Joseph.
Una chichitwa neAU from now going forward.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joseph.
But unless of course this trend.
Tinotenda zvikuru nguva Joseph. Regai tiedze kutaurawo nevamwe tichitora muvateereri. But you heard from Joseph there in Budiriro saying he's not happy with the way the AU is conducting its business.
Mm.
And, of course, many people seem to be commending ECOWAS for removing Yahya Jammeh, who was in power for 22 years,
mm-hmm.
lost an election, and still refused to go. Gibbs.
And, of course, the AU has actually criticized Mr. Donald Trump's ban on immigration
mm-hmm.
On certain countries. And I quote here the AP. It was quoting Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma.
Mm-hmm.
She said, quote, "The very country to which many of our people were taken as slaves during the transatlantic slave trade has now decided to ban refugees from some of our countries. What do we do about this? Mm-hmm. Indeed, this is one of the greatest challenges to our unity and solidarity." Dr. Spanda, so here is an issue here which is concerning the AU. You know, this issue concerning the immigration in USA. So what is your take on all this?
I think that it is quite significant. I think that these things tell you that the world as we know it does not exist anymore. The world is coming anew. And I think that the framing of the response by Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma is, in this instance, quite excellent and espouses her understanding of the globe and its structure and how it has come to be. She has put the present very succinctly together with the past. And she has asked a question that is certainly very pertinent, which is to say, how do you have Africa chart its way forward in a world where what would have been core values, what would partly be a responsibility of history, because the refugees come about during the Second World War when Jewish people who were running away from Nazi Germany were refused entry into the United States and ended up in Cuba. And then after that, the United Nations responded by saying anybody running away from persecution should be accepted in the country they first arrive in and be given sanctuary. Now you have Donald Trump violating that long-standing principle in the world that a refugee is going to be guaranteed sanctuary in another country or in the country of first arrival or in a country where, you know, people sympathize with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it is important to realize that the world doesn't stand by those values anymore, that Africa needs to reposition itself in terms of its values, that Africa needs to be more democratic, make sure that no more Africans need to be going external or trying to cross seas in order to to safety. I think it's very important, and I think because Dlamini Zuma has seen it appropriately.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Baba Kenny Magadi, South Africa.
Hello.
Hey, Magadi.
Ndinofanira kumakati kwe bibi.
Aiwa tirina ndipewo pfungwa dzenyu tinzo.
Munde baba maita basa ndekuti tizova pachirongwa. Ndinoitwa wa baba kunzi chinowawa.
Baba kunzi chinowawa.
Munde
taura henyu.
Ndenge ndichida kuti ndi po mashoko angu mumasomana na ari maerano nemukuru wedu wakabva kuhuridhe manje manje apa achingoramba ari kungozeya ari mumupenga seshiri. Baba ndizo kwa ziwa maningi. Ndizo pa kizatu mkuru uyu haashi simbo na basa nesumba. One, two, jizo ya awa weza no PF wawo. Wamunu mpota mchipinza mchimuzirongu wawo. Zina zukungoti, zirini zisika itiba kujititi, musa wapinze pa chirongu wa teleta uzuwa fungwa zao. Asi isi ziwa kwa tili weta kuti, manza embu zikirimu mavli. Kana lai kuzi mkwala tumutia kuti mchini cheko poza zireza no PF. Muroto mzwa iyo, like wana saibu wana maziriza, wana saibu wana maziriza. Ajinuwa kwa ziwa maningi.
Ayo, atinote nda zukuru, baba achino wawa. Mafona nguwa ya kupera, tichatanga nemi munguwa ino tera, asitinote nda zukuru. We want to tender. All right, we want to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda from Huddersfield University in the UK, Mr. Joy Mabenge from Crisis Coalition in South Africa. We want to thank our viewers, our callers, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.